Okay, now if you're ready, I'm going to talk you through your taking of the Readiness Index questionnaire. It'd be a good idea for you to have this form in front of you so that you can answer the questions as we go. Ready to begin? All right, let's start with the first question. Does your organization have a disaster recovery plan in place? Before you answer this question, let's talk a minute about what we mean by the term disaster recovery plan. It might be helpful to first talk about what we do not mean by disaster recovery plan. This would include a casual conversation you've had with your staff, or perhaps a single meeting. It would also not include a little stack of papers tucked away in the back of your desk. Rather, a disaster recovery plan should be a written and formal set of documents, and these should include policies and procedures that dictate what your staff needs to do in the event of an emergency or a disaster. Perhaps a good rule of thumb here would be to say that if you have to think about how you would answer this question for too long a period of time, you should probably answer no. Now let's go on to the second question. Have you identified threats? By threats, we're talking about potential events or outcomes of potential events that would likely affect your organization's ability to keep doing the work that it does. Moving on to question three, have you identified threats with probabilities? Here we're subjecting question number two to likelihood. How likely is this event to occur? Now moving on to question four, have you identified vulnerabilities? Here we're talking about any weaknesses within your organization, weaknesses perhaps to the threats you identified in question two. And again, by identified, we're talking about a fairly formal identification process, preferably one that would be in writing. Question five, have you identified vulnerabilities plus impact? Here we're considering question four with the inclusion of how severe these vulnerabilities are. What you should consider here is if in any event this particular vulnerability were to be the root cause of an inability of your organization to do its work, then how severe of an interruption would that event end up to be for you? Now, moving on to questions 6, 7, and 8, if you answered no to question number 1, these questions you would also answer no to. Question 6, have you reviewed plan in the last year? And question 7, has your plan been updated in the past year? By a review and an update, we mean have you gone over all your plan's documentation and ensured that it's current and up to date? Question 8, has your plan been tested in the past year? A test could be any number of exercises that help to ensure that your staff and everyone involved with the organization knows what to do should a disaster or a disruptive event occur. If all this sounds like a lot to worry about, in the assessment and review section, we will go over how to review your plan, how to update your plan, and talk about a number of ways that you can test your plan. Now, moving on to number 9, do you have a key contact list? A key contact list should include not only your staff, your board members, and your volunteers, but also other organizations that you rely on or service providers. Any key contact list should also be available to anyone who might need it, again, including your staff, possibly your board, and volunteers. Now, moving on to question number 10, do you have an electronic copy of your plan stored? Here we're referring again to the disaster recovery plan. So if you answered no to number 1, you don't have a plan to store. Question number 11, is the location of your plan known? Questions number 10 and 11 are related. If you have an electronic copy of your plan stored, it's important that it be stored in more than one location. And referring to question 11, the location of your plan should be known by not only your executive director, but essentially everyone in your organization. Question number 12, have you identified an alternate location to operate? In the event that you're unable to access your facilities, you will need another building to work in. And that's what we're talking about in this question. So if you do have another location that you can move to, should you lose your facility, you may answer yes to this question. Moving on to question 13, do you have a repair and service contract? Here we're talking about formal contracts that you might have with any service provider, the electric company, the phone company. These are just a couple examples. As I'm sure you can imagine, it's always better to have these before you need them than after. Moving on to the final question, number 14. Have you established a communication plan with reciprocal agencies? Now, a communication plan is not a single casual conversation you may have had with the executive director of another organization. This needs to be a formal plan in writing that's known to everyone involved. Now, that concludes the Readiness Index questionnaire. Now, you should go ahead and add up your score. If your score's a little low, don't be worried. We're going to fix that as you work through the training. And good luck.